Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we talk with Ty Cobb, former special assistant to President Reagan for National Security Affairs, on the topic of the Ukraine. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Trey Abney and Jill Derby. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome Ty Cobb back to the program, former special assistant to President Reagan for national security issues. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good to be here, Sam.
Let's talk Ukraine, and where is this going to go? Are we going to see President Putin start to occupy more places or do more deals with more of the members of the former Soviet Union?
Clearly, there's the intention is there. He would love to resurrect what, in his mind, the Soviet Union was and the lost glory that it represented. It's going to be extremely difficult to go beyond his seizure of the Crimea area that had been given as a gift to Ukraine when it didn't matter back in 1954. Big question is, does he have designs on further annexations? Probably would love to have the eastern part of Ukraine, which is has a heavy Russian ethnic population. But I doubt at the present time that he'll make any bold moves like that.
You know, it was interesting. When Hong Kong returned to China, I happened to be there about a year after that happened. And what a lot of the people in Hong Kong told me was that, you know, we are Chinese. You know, we have family in China. We travel to China all the time. This is not as big a deal as you might think. Do you think that that's the same way with some of these former colonies?
No, because while you could say the Ukrainians and the Russians devolved from a Slavic background, and in fact, Russia was born in Kiev back in 1,500 years ago, the animosity between the two and the differences in culture are quite stark. So I don't think that there's any melding, particularly between the Roman Catholic Ukrainians that populate the center and the west and the more Orthodox Russians in the east.
And there's no real financial incentive for the Russians to do this either, is there?
No, I mean, if you look at Crimea, it's a basket case and depended heavily on Ukraine for its water, its electricity, its natural gas. Russia does not at present have a land route into Crimea, so they're going to have to pay Ukraine heavily to subsidize operations in Crimea. In addition, while the sanctions put on Putin and his colleagues and Russia may seem minimal, they've had a tremendous financial negative impact in Moscow.
And it's interesting because the United States is able to push for these sanctions, but Europe is not because they are so heavily dependent on Russia for natural gas and oil.
That's quite correct. We are always somewhat disappointed that our allies in West Europe are not as steadfast as we are in these actions we would like to take. But then again, we're approaching energy independence. We're actually even beginning to export natural gas. But at the present time, Europe is very heavily dependent on natural gas supplies from Russia. And in turn, Russia is very heavily dependent on the revenues from their export of raw materials to sustain their economy.
There was talk last week about opening up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to be able to lower the price of gas, which would oil, which would then affect the Russian economy. It would dramatically, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Little known fact, we did that in 1986 when Casey was head of the CIA, approached the Saudis and said, we got to make things more difficult for the Soviet Union, turn on the spigot. The Saudis did. The price of oil went down to $10 a barrel. The Soviet Union, like Russia today, was so heavily dependent on oil and gas export revenues that it further crippled the economy and I think had a big impact on Gorbachev wanting to reach an accommodation. If we were to release the oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, it would have an enormous one-time impact, not a long-term one, though.
What did you think about the president saying that Russia was a regional power?
Well, it's a regional
power. That's kind of a slap in the face.
Of course. And a lot of what's happened, you have to understand, has been because not just Putin, but Russians in general feel like they've been discarded and treated as ash and trash ever since 1991 when the Soviet Union itself collapsed. The talk of NATO moving closer to its borders and building missile defense systems that might have be more directed at Moscow than Iran. So, yeah, there's been a lot of a feeling of humiliation.
Do you think that Putin would love to see NATO disbanded at some point?
Well, he probably would, but that's not going to happen. The real question is, NATO having moved as far east as it did to include the Baltic states, Poland, the Czech Republic, Article 5 says an attack on any one of those is an attack on all of NATO. That would mean we'd all have to respond, including, if necessary, with nuclear weapons. So the real tinderbox is probably not Crimea, Ukraine. It is if Putin and Russia decide to make some move in the Baltic states, a couple of which have fairly heavy percentages that are, in fact, Russian.
And which would those be?
Well, in Latvia and Estonia and Lithuania, there are all have minorities, but I think it's in Lithuania where there's over 40%.
Okay, all right, let's take a break on that note, a somber note. We'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, because we continue our conversation with Ty Cobb, former special assistant to President Reagan for national security issues. Now, we were talking about energy independence. It's rather interesting because, you know, we're certainly looking at this, although the delivery systems are not in place yet. There will have
correct.
To be infrastructure built, and that's going to take time. But the reality is, I mean, even here in Nevada, that we're looking at Noble Energy up in Elko County,
right.
and if that's successful, and it certainly looks like it's going to be,
yes.
that's going to spread across the state, and we're going to find more places in Nevada that have shale oil.
Well, we have 111 wells right now.
Yeah, no, I mean...
we're not exactly the oil patch yet.
No, but we could be, you know, within a decade, who knows?
Yes, right.
And... You know, if we're going to have an energy independence, the first thing we've got to do we not, is to be in energy independent for ourselves. And the talk of exporting natural gas to Europe sounds to me like, you know, we're giving up this incredible thing for our European friends who are not always our European friends.
Well, that's a view that Congress obviously shares, because there is legislation in place that prohibits the export of natural gas. All of this was done in a time just only a few years ago when we believed in peak oil, that oil production worldwide had peaked. It's going to go down, maybe the same for natural gas. U.S. was forever going to be a major importer. It's going to really ruin our balance of payments situation, make us heavily dependent on the Middle East and want to become continually involved. In just 3 years, this has totally turned around, largely because of fracking, horizontal drilling, by which we're able to tap deep in the rocks pockets of gas and oil. That has now led North America, at least, to be completely energy independent, and the United States itself will be in a position to actually export natural gas. So we're taking these terminals, like down in Louisiana, that were designed to be liquid natural gas, LNG, import terminals, and we're turning them into export terminals.
It's quite a turnaround.
It is, and it's going to have a significantly positive impact on our balance of payments, because we won't be paying that money out. And, in fact, if we're able to export it eventually, we'll be able to accrue enormous revenues from abroad, and we may, as a geopolitical instrument, be able to help wean Europe, for example, off the dependence on the Soviet Union and put the Russian economy in a serious straitjacket.
What about the Keystone Pipeline? Why do you think that the president hasn't approved this yet?
Well, he has a very strong constituency on the left that is concerned about the environmental impact that Keystone may represent, and indeed, anybody that studies the movement of this heavy crude tar petroleum out of Canada to export terminals on the Caribbean has to be concerned. But the fact of the matter is, it's being moved now. It's being moved by rail and truck, and that is very dangerous, and that is ecologically damaging, much more so than the Keystone Pipeline. The most recent report from the State Department really gives Obama the opportunity to say, well, I've studied it and I'm going to approve it. I don't think there's any doubt eventually he will.
You know, the other thing is that it's not as though this won't be used somewhere. I mean,
right.
The idea to export it to China, I mean...
Well, that's where it's going. You know, this is not going to relieve our dependence in any way. This is an export pipeline. it'll go maybe to refineries, but it's going to be exported, and China is the market. It could go west from Alberta, you know, across the Rockies to Vancouver and areas like that where it would be exported. But the Keystone Pipeline makes more sense to the Canadians, and Canada badly wants this pipeline to take place. But like I say, if the pipeline's not built, that stuff's still going to move across Canada one way or another and across the United States by very dangerous rail and truck transport.
You know, with this amount of oil and gas being found here in the United States and in Canada, is there a point, and because this is all a world market,
right.
It's not like we're suddenly see prices drop dramatically
right.
here, but do we get to a point where the prices do start to drop because there's going to be an overabundance of supply, or is there so much economic activity in Africa and in China that it's going to absorb this?
Global demand is growing so fast, Sam, that I really don't see that lessening to the point that we have an overabundance of supply and therefore oil and gas prices drop significantly. But they could come down and perhaps to the point where the hydraulic fracturing in some instances is not economical, and then it would balance out again. You'd just stop some of those operations. But wouldn't that be a wonderful situation to be in? Global overabundance of oil and natural gas.
What a wonderful place to end this conversation. Thank you, sir. It's a good thought.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
I feel Greenhouse Garden Center is set apart from the other nurseries because of the vast selection that we have and the knowledgeable staff. I'm happy to say that I'm one of the few nurserymen in the area that has a degree in horticulture and runs a nursery. We have gardeners there who like to garden and like to help other gardeners succeed.
I just love Greenhouse Garden Center. I wouldn't go anywhere else.
Greenhouse Garden Center. Growing is our passion. Quality is our commitment.
There's nothing like making a pan pizza from scratch and transforming it into something you can't wait to serve your family. Especially if all you've got to do is bake it and be there for your fan club. You've never had a pan pizza like Papa Murphy's new fresh pan pizza. Just $9 for a large. Fresh dough, fresh made, fresh baked. Papa Murphy's, love at 425 degrees.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Jill Derby is here, the former Nevada Democratic Party chair, and Trey Abney, director of government relations with the chamber. And I want to talk to you guys about the recent Supreme Court ruling that's allowing all kinds of money now beyond what there already was into politics. And I have to tell you that people who work in the political business or broadcasters are doing the happy dance because they just see that much more money coming into election cycles. But what do you think? Because has all the excess money that we've seen since Citizens United been spent smartly?
Well, number one, we know it hasn't been spent smartly. If you look back to the presidential race in 2012 and what happened with Romney and the amount of money that was put in, that's one issue. The influence of big money in politics, the corrupting influence, I think is harmful, and this just adds to that.
Trey?
Well, I think
I mean, you're talking about basic freedom here. And the Citizens United case, all these cases do is just move money from one to the other. There's always been money in the system. It's just been a matter of where it was going. So now you can move money around. I mean, at the end of the day, you're talking about the freedom of somebody to support as many congressional candidates as they want. That's what we're talking about. It didn't do away with the individual limits on federal candidates. It just said you couldn't be maxed out if you want to contribute to all 535 of them, for example. So, I mean, really, if you want to talk, probably the best way to go is just no caps and then just full transparency. I know a lot of people have talked about that.
What do you think?
Well, it just has to do with the influence of all that money and special interests in politics. And I think, really, the public would tell you this is corrupting the system in terms of having the average American have the same kind of voice in the system and in the voting.
Do you not think, though, that as we move further and further into the electronic age, with Twitter and Facebook and all these other places, that the public is much more involved than they were before if they want to be?
That is a point that's been raised, and I think it's an interesting point is that most of this money is going into television, and less people are watching television, and more depending
Hush
on...
Hush now. No, I'm kidding.
...are depending on social media for their information. So maybe that's a mitigating factor, but I mean, I think the argument is still there that more money in politics, more special interests, etc., it's not a good thing for democracy.
This weekend we were watching Lincoln again for the third time. And it's interesting to go back there and see that not much has changed in the way that Congress operates. Lincoln, I mean, you know, we say for a good cause, obviously. Lincoln wanted to get the 13th Amendment passed. And in the lame duck session of Congress, he saw all these people who had just lost their jobs in Congress, and they were figuring out what jobs they could get them
in the federal service
to win their vote.
That's right. And that's why I'm much more concerned with what Congress does with the public dollars that they've taken from us than what somebody does with their own money that they've made going the other direction, to be quite frank.
You know, and I think that, you know, these people who are putting up all this money, if they figure out how to do it right, then they might be much more effective than they are, because what they're doing is just spending money like crazy, and it really isn't effective. Mayor Bloomberg, with the anti-gun control during the last legislative session, it had no prayer, but he spent a ton of money.
Well, you know, and back to the Koch brothers and the Romney election that failed.
And George Soros and others that have been, I mean, this is not something new.
Yeah, it isn't something new, but really with the Citizens United ruling, it really opened the floodgates, I think, in a way that was distressing to those of us that like to see citizens have more impact, all citizens, whether they're wealthy and can contribute that much or not.
Well, and it really speaks more to our public officials. If they're easily bribed in that way, it really speaks more negatively about them than the people that have money there trying to influence the election.
Well, listen, pay to play, we can pretend that doesn't happen. Of course, that is the way it works. And it has a lot to do with access, but it's just the way the system works. And I think to pretend otherwise is to bury your head in the sand.
Okay, but is this different? I mean, the amount of money is different, but is it really any different than it's always been?
No, like I said, it's just money moving in different directions or to different groups, or now you can form PACs, or it's really moved money away from the parties and away from the candidates and more to these independent groups and advocacy groups.
Okay, and that brings up an interesting issue, which is that the two-party system is not working very well. And so if it's moving money away from the parties, I mean, look at the, in Nevada, we have one functioning state party, which is the Democrats, and one that really has not been for a long time on the Republican side. So does this open up the door to potentially a third party or an independent campaign that could actually do something?
Well, I think it possibly does. I mean, the numbers I hear about the numbers of independents approaches 40%. I mean, that tells you something about people's disaffection with the parties and the way they're working, but I still think the fundamental principle of putting more power in the hands of the people with the most money is not a good, healthy thing for democracy.
All right, let's move on to a completely different topic, as they say. And this comes off of an editorial in the Las Vegas Review Journal where they say family court must evolve on medical marijuana. You know, we've had a lot of discussion on this program about, you know, whether we should legalize marijuana or not. It's obviously legal now, and in two states, completely legal. But the judicial system really has to deal with this now.
Well, yes, Ben, and we have a couple of states in Washington and Colorado where we can look and see how that's working and how that's going and what kind of new pressures that's put on the judicial system, and I think that can inform us. It's uncharted territory, isn't it?
Well, and it's not just the family court. You know, my member, you know, I represent the chamber, of course, are concerned about those folks who have medical marijuana cards and privileges and who come to work under the influence of that substance. And so how do we treat that, and how are the courts going to treat that? Do my members, do employers have the right to take disciplinary action against those folks? And so these are all kind of uncharted waters that we've got to figure out.
Well, I think that you raise an interesting point, yeah. But I mean, you know, alcohol is legal, but most employers don't want you coming to work drunk.
Right.
And so why would anybody want to come to work, you know, under the influence of marijuana?
Well, it's also now under prescription.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is what has happened is the division of the components of marijuana such that the kind that leaves you high and disoriented or whatever, however you want to describe that
the
state, is separate from that which provides the medical benefits. I mean, I have a friend who takes medical marijuana for chronic back pain and talks about he didn't start doing that until that was available, the component that wouldn't produce that state of highness, euphoria, disorientation.
Okay, and so you're supportive of this?
Well, medical marijuana is legal, and it serves a very important purpose. Talk to people that take it and have pain and have conditions that without it they would suffer gravely. I think it's a good thing, but now it's up to the courts and society. We got to figure out how to manage it in such a way that it doesn't have a disruptive influence in the workplace or other places.
And recreational is coming.
Yes.
Well, of course.
The 2016 ballot.
Because we have so many lobbyists who are now being paid by medical marijuana companies. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
Short sales are getting easier, so call Marsha Realty today for all the benefits for you and your family. It's time for a fresh start. Call us today at 473-1055 or renohelp.org.
So for only $10 down and $10 a month, I can work out on new equipment and go from the bike to the treadmill to the ab machine and watch TV the whole time without anyone judging me? All for just $10 down and $10 a month?
Yep, all that for just $10 down, $10 a month.
Wow. Selfie high five.
Until April 10th, join Planet Fitness for $10 down and $10 a month. We're not a gym, we're Planet Fitness.
In 2013, Marsha Realty had the most short sales ever. So 2014 will be the best year to have a fresh start. Call us today at 473-1055 or renohelp.org for all the benefits.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Ruben Maria will be here. He's the president of the Nevada State Education Association. He's going to talk about the education initiatives.